Track 121. Page 119. Exercise 2. Listen to four people talking about higher education and complete the sentences. Speaker 1.
I was applying to different universities when I realised that I didn't really want the qualifications they were offering. So I had to think again. It was then that I found an HND course, that's a higher national diploma, in exactly what I was interested in. It let me carry on working because it was only part-time, so it was perfect.
Speaker 2.
I know some universities are okay with the idea of older people studying, and some of them positively encourage it. But studying when you're a parent can be difficult. By the time I was ready to study, my son was about to start school, and I didn't want to relocate to a university town, so I signed up with the Open University. It was a perfect solution, as I could study when my child was at school, and in the evenings when he was asleep. I can't say it was easy doing what I did, but I think I made the right choice.
Speaker 3.
Once I get my degree, I don't plan to stop there. I want to do a master's degree. That's another year. Then I want to do a PhD or doctorate. That could take up to 7 years. It means I'll be nearly 30 by the time I look for a job. But that doesn't bother me. I want to be the best in my field. Do I worry about money? Well, it's something to think about. But when I'm qualified, I expect to be very rich.
Speaker 4.
I started a course in a technical college and it was completely the wrong choice. Fortunately, they allowed me to change, otherwise it would have been a disaster. My advice? Choose what's right for you. Don't listen to others who say, "Oh, you should do this course and you'll be able to get a great job afterwards." I foolishly let others influence me and it was completely the wrong course. It was too difficult for a start, and I couldn't do it. Only you know what's best for you, so follow your instincts.